Sagittarius, this is your weekend reading for August 29th to the 31st. We are going to go over what's happening, the challenges, and the outcome. All right, I did open up my yes and no email readings, so if you want to get them, they haven't been open for a few weeks, but I'm only going to be keeping them up for like 2 days or so, okay? So please get in while you can. All right, click the links wherever that is. All right, Sagittarius, this looks like a good reading, which I am happy because I'm not sure that the last ones were. But we've got the Four of Swords, which is like resting and relaxing. I kind of feel like you went up and now you're down, okay? Which is not a bad thing. I don't feel like you're down, down. I just feel like you're down, resting, you're waiting. Just kind of resting and waiting. You got the Queen of Cups there and you've got the King of Swords. I don't know if there is a partnership there, but I don't like it. If it is, okay? I feel like some of you might be waiting for an answer or waiting to see what is going to happen. But this one, he's got his guard up, all right? I don't like this guy over here. This King of Swords, especially in this deck. He looks very mean. I wouldn't want to deal with him. So, I don't know. I'm going to keep moving on because I don't know what the King and the Queen is about, but we'll find out. We've got the Four of Wands here, which is like celebration, it's friendships, getting, well, you have the celebration card too. You got the Three of Cups, but this is in the challenge position. I don't know, is somebody blocking you guys? Because let me look at the outcome and we're going to go all over all of this. Ten of Pentacles here, which is beautiful, beautiful energy. And then you've got the Hangman, which is looking at things differently. So listen, if you feel like you are banging your head against the wall with somebody, or you feel like you've got to have that thing, that person, that job, like you want it so bad, it's like I feel with the Hangman, you've got to look at this differently, all right? Because maybe what you're seeing or what you're feeling inside is maybe just trauma from the past or just whatever in your body or your mind. But maybe it's not the right thing for you because that's what I feel like. You've got to give yourself a break. You're not celebrating with this. You're not coming together with other people around this. But it feels like either you're hitting a wall. I don't know. But I love this Ten of Pentacles. And the Hangman just shows me that you've got to think things through. And you've got to see it in a different way. And I feel like if you're putting your head against that wall so many times, I don't even think it's worth it. So look at it differently. What is the possible other outcome? What could have possibly happened? Whatever. Like, what else could it have been? Like, ask that question to yourself and see what comes up. Because I feel like you've got to just move on because that's where your happy ending is going to be.